Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life. Feeling overwhelmed? Stressed out? Like you're constantly running on a hamster wheel, you're not alone. We're living in a world that glorifies hustle culture, where always on seems like the only option. But let me tell you, true success isn't about burning yourself out. It's about finding balance and actually enjoying the ride. Today we're diving into the often mythologized concept of work-life balance and exploring practical ways to hack stress and reclaim your time. Buckle up, because this is going to be a game changer. Ever feel like you're constantly juggling flaming torches? You know that feeling when deadlines loom, emails pile up, and your social life feels like a distant memory? That's the hustle trap. But listen, it doesn't have to be this way. Achieving work-life balance isn't about creating a perfect 50-50 split. It's about designing a rhythm that works for YOU, where both your professional and personal lives thrive. First up, let's talk boundaries. Think of them as invisible fences protecting your precious time and energy. This means saying no to extra commitments when you're already stretched thin, scheduling dedicated me time, and turning off notifications outside of work hours. You've got the right to unplug, recharge, and pursue passions outside of spreadsheets and conference calls. Secondly, prioritize ruthlessly. We're bombarded with a million things vying for our attention, emails, social media, that Netflix show you swore you'd finish. But here's the secret. Saying yes to everything is actually saying no to your own well-being. Identify what truly matters in both your work and personal life and focus your energy there. Delegate tasks when possible, embrace imperfection, and remember that doing less often means achieving more. Now, let's talk about mindfulness. Ever feel like you're running on autopilot? Mindfulness is about bringing conscious awareness to the present moment. It can be as simple as taking a few deep breaths before diving into a stressful task, savoring a cup of coffee, or engaging fully in a conversation with loved ones. When you're present, you're less reactive, more focused, and ultimately less stressed. Next up, movement. Physical activity isn't just about sculpting abs, it's a powerful stress reliever, mood booster, and energy enhancer. It doesn't have to be intense. A brisk walk, a yoga session, or even dancing in your living room can work wonders. Finally, let's address the elephant in the room, sleep. We all know that getting enough shut-eye is crucial for physical and mental well-being. But in our always-on culture, it often takes a back seat. Prioritizing sleep isn't selfish. It's essential. Aim for 7-8 hours of quality sleep each night. Create a relaxing bedtime routine and avoid screen time before bed. Think about that last email you sent at midnight. Did it really need to be sent then? What if instead of checking your phone first thing in the morning, you had a peaceful cup of coffee and did some light stretching? Imagine starting your day feeling calm and collected, ready to tackle whatever comes your way. You can achieve this. Let me tell you about my friend Sarah. She used to be glued to her laptop, constantly checking emails and working late into the night. She felt perpetually exhausted and stressed. Then she started setting boundaries. No work after 6 p.m., dedicated time for exercise, and mindful mornings. Now, she's a different person. More energized, focused, and happier. She even joined a pottery class, something she always wanted to do but never had the time for. Sarah's story is a reminder that achieving work-life balance isn't about finding some magical formula. It's about making conscious choices that align with your values and priorities. It's about reclaiming your time, reducing stress, and ultimately living a more fulfilling life. So, what are you waiting for? Start small, experiment, and find what works best for you. Remember, true success isn't measured by how much you do, but by how well you live. Ready to ditch the hustle trap and embrace a balanced life? Share your thoughts on this episode. Let me know what strategies you're implementing in the comments below. Don't forget to subscribe to the Discipline Switch for daily doses of motivation and practical tips to level up your life. We'll be back tomorrow with another episode packed with insights and inspiration. Until then, keep shining bright.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.